Hi, Chrissy. I'm so sorry to bother you. My name's Bonnie. I'm calling from Peninsula, just across the road from you guys, the vet clinic. I just have a super quick question, hopefully. We keep getting birds in, like the lorikeets, and I just haven't really had a chance to ask the wildlife guys when they kind of call it for paralysis on the lorikeets. Do you happen to know what the likelihood is? I've got one that's definitely very active. It can still stand, it's squawking, carrying on, but it just can't fly very well. It's still trying, but it's coasting across the floor and not getting height. But I've had another one, so I've called them for that one because I figure that one should be fine. The another one I've just had brought in is like unable to hold itself upright. It's just kind of face planting, still screeching a little bit, and it's trying to give me little bites and stuff, but it's very weak. Do you think still rescuable, or like where do they call it? Okay, because if they're going to the animal hospital at, I think they go to Aussie Zoo. Yeah. Okay, so if I check its blink and it can't really, I can just kind of call it and put it to sleep. If it can still blink, okay, that's a good test. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Whether they can kind of stand or not. Yeah, okay. So if we don't have very good grip on the legs, we aren't able to hold ourselves up, we're not really doing much with our wings. Like, he was trying to kind of fluff himself out a little bit, but he wouldn't fully extend or anything. And then if I just check the blink, so if all of those things aren't looking super great, do you reckon, like, is it easier for them if I call it? Because I'm sure they probably get so many patients. Try. Okay. I'll just send him that one, yeah. Yeah, cool. May as well. Yep. No. Yeah, they have to call it pretty straight away sort of thing. Yeah. And that's what I mean. I didn't want to send things. Yeah. Do you guys have any carers that you know, like, that aren't inundated that you would recommend us to call for, like, lorikeets specifically? Because obviously with the paralysis and the drunk, we do get quite a few of them. Yeah, that's fine. Yep. Yeah, the same thing that we do. Yeah, okay, cool. All right, so if I feel kind of like if I test those things and I haven't got any other call-outs at the moment, I maybe don't bother them with it. If it's considering I already have another one coming, they're coming anyway, I may as well send this one with them as well. Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah. Yeah, I usually try and ask when I'm on the phone, but yeah. Yeah. I could probably, next time I do call them on the phone, I think they do have bird nurses, but it just depends on who you get on the phone. So I keep meaning to ask them just what their thoughts were, but I just thought it's much quicker to get through to you guys. Yep. Yep. Skinny and unwell. Yeah. If they're still fat and... Okay. All right, so just kind of do a few. Yeah. Okay. No, that gives me perfect information just so that I can kind of pass it on to the team how they can do their assessments on those sorts of ones, because it's, yeah. We don't know. We don't really have anyone that's kind of like all that knowledgeable. This is quite often why I will call you guys for certain stuff or just call the rescue straight away. Yeah. So, I mean, look, if there's ever a time that I can pop over and, like, chat to you guys and have a bit of a demonstration, I'd be more than happy. definitely. All right. Well, okay. I'll give you guys a call sometime in the next couple of weeks, then maybe in the new year I'll pop over and have a little session. Beautiful. All right, cool. All right, thank you so much for your advice. I'll see what I want to do with this little birdie then. Thank you. All right. Cheers. Bye.